All right, well, welcome all. It is Thursday, March 10th, just for the record, and we're starting at 6:15. Maybe my computer's right. Just kind of going around the room, we'll just introduce ourselves really quickly, just for the record, so we have it. And I'm Cody Case, board chair.
Eulogio Alejandre, school principal.
Greg Cannell, state chair school board.
Jesse Hyatt, teacher.
Miss Inga, teacher.
Ari Moreno, assistant.
Leonel Nieto, board member.
Becky Kemp, board member.
And then online, we also have Phil and Marty and Brian Cates. So welcome all.
Marty Banks.
All right, thank you, Marty. Brian, First, tonight is, tonight is our second time back here in real life, back in our building again. As far as we're concerned, and we have a teacher, Miss Maestra Inga. What did you say your first name was?
Kimberly.
Kimberly Inga. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're teaching third grade this year?
Fifth grade.
There you go. Get my facts straight. But she's joining. We've kind of had a habit of inviting teachers in to come and kind of get to know us and us to get to know them. And so I'm going to start with you. Okay. Tell us a few things about yourself, and then.
Oh, sure.
We'll let you ask us a couple of questions.
Okay. Where can I start? I recently got my teaching license to be a teacher, and I'll be graduating in spring this year at Utah State University with my major in education, elementary education. So that took me about 5 years. And I'm just excited to be here for a long time. I've been wanting to work at Esperanza as a teacher, and I started 4 to 5 years ago as a volunteer, and I fell in love with the school, kids, the teachers, they're amazing. So I really love Esperanza Elementary. So I stuck around for a long time. I live really far. I live in Lehigh, so it's about like a 30-minute drive here. So yeah, I'm really committed.
So are you student teaching, or is this your first official year?
Both. Half, yeah.
Half and half.
Half
is
and
it
half,
like an internship?
Yeah.
It was
it
the,
was
the beginning. Yeah, but she finished in December.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm thinking about maybe getting my master's in elementary education, but I'm not sure yet. I'm still thinking about when would be appropriate time to do it. Right now, I'm just my first free semester that I've had in those 5 years, so I want to take it right now.
It comes with time. You'll find that as you go along that something opens up for you, and you'll like it. You'll fit right in. And
Yeah, I'm excited.
Good.
I don't know if I have any questions. I guess who is everyone in their part? Like, I was reading the names, I guess. Okay. Now I know. Never mind. What are we going to be talking about today? I guess I don't really know everything that we're going to be talking about. So that'll be one of my questions, why am I here?
Okay. It's a great question. And we're glad you stayed tonight so you can join
us. Yeah, I'm really interested on what to do.
It will give you a chance to kind of see the behind the scenes of what happens.
Yeah.
With the setup of the school, and
okay.
I mean, really, to get to this point, our boards, this board anyway, has been meeting, I don't know, since what? Was it 2011? I'm trying to think.
Before I came on board.
Yeah, before you came on. Yeah, exactly. So, and it took a few years to even write the charter to get the school going, and and then, we meet and we set policy and set up things that will help you guys work and be effective in your job and help students be good and safe. And so some of those things come up. We don't have any of those things on our board meeting this night. But we're happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Becky. I was just going to say, one of the things that typically, just so you know, when teachers come to the meeting, they tell us, you know, what they like about teaching the students, or maybe some of the cultural lesson plans that they have or that they're working on. With the students, and just give us an opportunity to hear more about what your fifth grade students are doing if you can share some of that with us.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess recently we just finished writing letters to pen pals from students in New York. And a lot of those students do speak Spanish too, so a lot of them have been writing in Spanish to them. And we've been mailing back and forth from each other. So that's something cool that we're doing. We've been writing a lot of essays, personal essays, and about like what they see, how they would see themselves when they're like 25, like their future plans, future goals, and they've really actually been able to think about it more because I made it into an essay about what they expect to see in the future, instead of like short-term goals. So a lot of them had to do with their family and their culture and what they want to keep, and so. And daily we do this day in history starters and what kind of holidays are today, because every day is like a national holiday, and so I try to include that, and they connect with their peers and they write about what they said too, and so then they connect that way as a classroom. Let's see, so far that's a lot of amazing things that have been happening lately since the start of this year.
Yeah. Wonderful.
That's great.
Thank you.
Let me just tell you a little bit about Miss Inga, because we just spent about an hour talking. She is one that really wants to help every student in her classroom. We're doing tutoring right now for RISE, and it's after school, and she was insistent that she wants to keep every student until 4:30. And we said, well, we have different objectives, and so we spend a little bit of time talking about it, and she's just very adamant about helping every student in her class. And so that's really one thing that impresses me.
Yeah, and thank you. I guess that did remind me of something. I did make a website for my classroom, if that's okay, and to support them after school. So it has everything I taught in math up until this point, and it's like games that they can play. It's additional stuff. And then practice tests for RISE, I put that on there. And I also made other tabs for how they can get involved with their community, going to the library, and what kind of books they can read. So I guess that was something I kind of wanted to share with the board.
Nice.
If the school, because they, I don't know if you guys heard of the Beehive Book Awards. Have you guys heard? I think that's amazing. When I was little, my school did it, and I just thought it really made me interested in reading. And the incentives really motivated me. I just wanted to read all the books. It was like a goal. And so I just thought, like, the library could use some new books maybe for that. So I think that would be good. And I was thinking about making like a school-wide goal, like school-wide goals, where like a reading goal. And where, like, you know, we have a call to read as a school, how many books per month. I think that would be really cool, and to showcase that on the walls. So I think that'd be fun.
I like that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you. Yeah. And this is Juan Freire. And he's been with the board since it began, or just close too.
Pretty close.
I think Juan was also in the committee that hired.
Yes.
I remember. With her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Steve when that's.
We just found out that Leonel knows Steve.
Oh really?
What his daughter.
Oh yeah.
She works at the college.
Oh nice. Yeah, okay. Pretty cool. And you're in what grade? What did you teach?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade, nice.
Mm-hmm. How many fifth grade teachers are there now? Is it just still two?
Three.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
We have three in every grade except sixth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's growing. Each year after Cooper left, they went up another
mm-hmm.
teacher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Did you guys want to extend the school to teach like 7th
We
and 8th
actually
grade?
Have that on the agenda today.
Oh,
don't we?
That's
yes,
so exciting.
We do.
Yeah.
As a discussion. Yes.
Yep.
Cool.
So, yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and we'll give the time to Brian Cates. That way he can, sounds like he was a busy man tonight and had other places to go. Are we going to pull him up on the screen?
When he speaks, he should come up.
Oh, that's
up
right.
On.
He's done that before.
Yeah. So, I am going to, I apologize for my video, I have bandwidth issues where I am, so my audio cuts out if my video is on. But I'm going to be sharing documents most of the time anyways. Glad to be here, well, be there, or however you say it, with you this evening. We're all used to Zoom now in these little past couple of years, but real quick, just a couple of updates before we jump into some of the items I wanted to share. As far as the legislative updates, I'm sure a lot of you know this already, but the legislative session ended and they approved a WPU increase, which is weighted people unit increase of 6%, and the local replacement fund increase of 7%, which is great. As long as we're not comparing it to the inflation rate, right?
Please.
But it's great. It's great for education, and particularly after the past couple of years that we've had. So we look forward to getting those legislative estimates that come from the state, hopefully by the end of the month. And at that point, we can start Loquillo and I will start the initial steps of putting together our budget for next year. So that's good. As far as, I'm going to share my screen and we'll take a look at our PTIF. I'm not sure the host is, but can you allow me to share, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
That's okay.
You should be able to share now.
Okay, great, thank you. Yeah, that worked. Okay, so you should be able to see the PTIF statement. So currently, this fiscal year, the interest earned is just about $2,500. As we know, in prior years, we've seen much more. In fact, I was looking at past statements earlier today, and it was 2 years ago this month, well, the month of February, as this report shows as of the end of February this fiscal year. So 2 years ago, February, our reinvestment was around $1,600. So we have a ways to go to get back up to where we were, but we are moving in the right direction. As you can see, past several months, we've seen a slight increase in the reinvestment. It was 2 years ago. In fact, 2 years ago this month, when everything was shut down for the first time because of COVID, kind of strange that it's already been 2 years, but hopefully we'll see that again. So. That's the size of our PPIF. We have slightly decreased our forecast as far as our interest revenue goes, we did that when we put together the budget last year, just because of the uncertainty around the rate at that time. We tried to be conservative. Apparently we weren't conservative enough, but as I said, hopefully the next few months we'll continue to see that increase of the interest earned in our PTIF. Okay, let's jump over to the budget summary. So budget summary, again, this is as of the end of February, which is about 67% through the fiscal year. Currently, we're forecasting just under 8% operating margin, which is very healthy, as we know. It equates to a healthy $438,000 in our bottom line. As far as our financial summary goes, categorically, our revenue and expense is all in line with what we expect to see at this point of the year. Federal revenue, obviously very low, simply because we're...
No. Okay. Oh, no. Are you there, Brian?
Compliance, but also that we have the expenses to cover those buckets of funds, both on the state and federal side. Okay, cash balance is good, still very healthy, as you saw on our day's cash on hand, trending overall in the right direction. Our enrollment, you can see we dropped a couple of spots overall, about 10 spots since our October 1 count. Pretty typical from what we've seen in prior years. We can see kind of a slight decline. Across the board, we're seeing that in most charter schools that I've seen, kind of a slight decline. Some schools are experiencing a larger decline in students over the past several months. Obviously, I like to stay kind of as level as possible along to position ourselves well for funding for next year. Any questions, comments, or if the finance committee wants to add anything, we can do that now.
I think you covered it well, right? I'm impressed that that our enrollment trends have been so steady.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's pretty consistent with what I've seen. It's a reflection on the administration, especially the teachers. You know, nothing but admiration and respect for them. I mean, I've said this before. Everything we do in the background is really to support them and in delivering, you know, the mission to the students. So well done to all of them. Any questions from anybody else? Okay, we've probably taken way too much time for this stuff, but Cody, I'll pass back to you. Thank you.
Okay, appreciate it. And Greg, just so you know, he's our representative from Red Apple. And,
okay.
Yeah, they're a company that works with our financials and other supports to the school.
Nice.
All right. So tonight we just have one action item, and that is to review the minutes from February. Which, Becky, are you in a place where you could give, or maybe if you want to, or Leonel? If Leonel, you took
yeah,
those. You
could
go
Leonel through
those. Would you give us, would you give us the super... Super summary.
I don't remember what happened last
week. It wasn't a very eventful board meeting last week.
Well, you take notes, you kind of type and don't think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so last month we had the consul of Mexico, right?
Jose Borjón.
Why was I thinking his name was Jorge? Jose Borjón was in here. He introduced himself and the work that the consul is doing with Mexican nationals here in Utah, and I think with some of the surrounding states as well. We had Miriam Perez. I don't remember what grade she was teaching.
Sixth grade.
So she came in and introduced herself as a teacher. We also had the PTO representative, and she talked about some of the fundraising efforts and events that are going on in the school. Action items. We just had the meetings last year as well, right? I mean, last month. I think that's about it. There are some additional items as well, but those are the high level ones.
I was absent. May I get like a summary of Jose Borjón's input? What he said? Is there a way we can establish a stronger partnership with him? Or
yeah, well, that's one of the items that he spoke about. So they have it's like junior, elementary, junior high, and high school certificates from Mexico for the parents primarily, for older people, like adult education for Mexican nationals and other Spanish-speaking individuals. They don't all have to be from Mexico, but the certificate, their graduation certificate, does come from Mexico. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things that he talked about. The other one is that the collaboration that we worked with.
Mm-hmm.
In previous years, every year they bring a truckload of pan dulce through Bimbo.
Bimbo.
The company, and just donate it to the parents.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then we did the vaccination clinic.
Mm-hmm.
We vaccinated a couple of hundred people.
So the first one we're the ones that did it on our own, and then he wanted to participate to bring more of the community.
Mm-hmm.
So he got involved in some raffles and a few other stuff to kind of motivate our community to come. Yeah. And we did have...
Almost doubled the number.
Yeah, we almost doubled our numbers that day for vaccines.
Yeah, they had to call more people to vaccinate because the two people that came were overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to call somebody from the county to help us.
He also
did
said...
Did they support the vaccination event where you were giving out free tacos?
Yes. Yeah, well, they're the ones that pay for the tacos.
That, yeah.
The Mexican council, we give you tacos, you get
the
vaccine.
Yeah. Yep. He also said that he was going to meet with the mayor just on its own terms, but he was going to mention Esperanza and the collaborations that he did with the schools.
Us, yeah.
And that was pretty cool, too.
Hey, Ryan, this is Marty. Quick question.
Yes.
Brian?
One of the items on the minutes was a reference to a discussion we had last time about the new school that was opening in our vicinity, and Ivocchio mentioned that the enrollment seemed to be holding steady. If the fact that new school has a material impact on our enrollment going forward, at what point of the year would you expect that to first become evident?
It will be at the end of August, early September, because that's when we will notice that the kids have been absent for 10 consecutive days. We don't wait for that. As soon as the first couple of weeks, we make phone calls to the kids that have been absent even 1 or 2 days back to back. We call them up and say, hey, we've noticed you're gone for 2 or 3 days, and then they tell us we are in the other school, or I'm not coming back, I moved to Hawaii, or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
But we will do as always, Marty, when there's a school that opens up nearby, we over enroll by about 40 kids. And so we just do that knowing that we will lose kids. We have never been under our maximum. Our maximum is 525, and we have them today, and we've always had them. So we will make sure that we mitigate the opening of that new school nearby.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Are there other minutes? Are there other questions about the minutes from those of you online?
Well, I mean, it's not a question about the minutes really, but speaking of the consulate, I just wanted to mention just information. But I went to this conference here in Utah for the immersion conference, and I was talking with the Embassy of Spain folks that mm-hmm. they always have a stand, and there's a program in which you can bring students in the teacher education program in Spain. They come here, they work as teacher assistants for free, you pay zero, but there's a condition. I know.
I'm like, wait, when? Can we really start?
Yeah, you don't have to pay insurance or anything or any of that.
Oh, wow.
They spend take care of that.
Us, yeah.
But they need to be placed, they need to have a free room where to stay. Mm-hmm. And someone needs to shuttle them to school. Just FYI, I mean, my suggestion would be to have additional TAs, not to remove the TAs that we have, please.
I don't want
to get fired.
No, we
just can't find
that.
Enough.
Yeah, okay. We can't find enough.
We can't find enough, so definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Will you send me the
info? Yeah, I'll send you the info.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I will call them tomorrow. We're looking for something.
How do you know? Okay,
yeah, good. Awesome. Thank
and I always prefer local people, but since if you
sure.
cannot find anybody, then it's good.
That's right. Okay. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Is there anything else before we make a motion on minutes that anybody wants to bring up from last month? Mm-hmm. Okay, then let's make a motion on the minutes.
I second it. Oh, you go.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I wasn't present, so.
all right. I motion to approve the minutes as written.
Mm-hmm.
And
I second the motion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, very good.
It almost feels like it's
then.
The first time we meet.
I know.
We don't know who's going to talk.
We haven't met for 2 years.
We're used to wait, having to wait for
we're
each other.
We're just like, oh, just kidding.
Okay, well, before moving into these discussion items, I did... For those of you that I don't know if you ever met or been to the state website, but Greg Connell has been working with us on just a couple of side issues that started back last summer, and he's been very helpful and instrumental about helping us work through the process, because it's been there was just a variety of things that needed to be worked with of people that had called the state and had questions and concerns, and so he's been helping us through this, and unfortunately we're still finalizing and ready to submit this week, but we invited him to come so we could. I just wanted him to see that we're not a
not a ghost board.
Yeah, exactly.
Board.
I see you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah,
but I didn't know before we started if you had, just as you've been here, just other pieces of advice for us from the state or from your viewpoint, and then we'll move into some other discussion items.
No, I appreciate you guys inviting me to come, and it's nice to see you all in person and not just pictures on the screen. And except for the few, I guess, that are pictures on the screen. So. But no, I appreciate being here, and I look forward to continue working with you all, and I just want to, you know, open the door that if you guys have ever any questions at all or anything that, you know, that the state sends out that you guys feel like you need more information on or whatnot, then I'm happy to answer any questions you have. And if I can't, then I have, you know, 11 other people that work closely with me that I can point in their directions. So we're always happy to help, but we don't always know what help everybody wants.
Right.
So.
Yep.
And I just want to say, I want to thank him too, because when he found out or the things that we have to have on the on our website, he sent us the letter and I called him and immediately he looked it up and found the error. So it was really done within a day, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and thank you very much for you guys getting all that. So appreciate it.
Websites can be a little tricky sometimes.
It can be, so yeah. Apologize if we missed anything, but yeah, we appreciate you guys letting us know where it all was.
All right, let's go ahead and move into the discussion
the report.
Item. Yes.
The report. Okay. Let me share my screen. Okay. Which one is it? This one. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Awesome.
We can now. Just kidding.
Now you can. Let me just move them out of the way.
Sorry, just on that discussion, we have discussed the Esperanza expansion first. Did you guys want to take that after Mr. Alejandro? I don't know if Marty had anything else to talk about.
The expansion.
You want to talk I think about that's it? Fine. Let's okay, let's do the report and then, okay. then we can
we'll
have.
Okay, we can have more time. Okay, just an assessment update as the agenda calls for. Right now, we are beginning some learning loss recovery activities starting on Monday. And we have every teacher, third through sixth, who have volunteered to stay after school for an hour. On Mondays and Wednesdays, they'll be doing tutoring for language arts, Tuesdays and Thursdays with math. We do have a few kids that are ESL, level one, level two, and so they will be tutoring as well. But so we will have about 150 students that will be staying daily for an additional hour, maybe a few more because a couple of teachers are inviting additional students that are not necessarily bubble kids. But the teachers feel like they want to help these kids. And so we're excited. As you can see, our goals, we have to state goals for the state office. And if you can see that towards the bottom where it says math from 22 to 25. English, the goal is 20 to 22. And science, 27 to 30%. But we have a different internal goal, and we believe that in every area, every subject, we can get to 30%, and especially with the funding from ESSER funds. Like I said, we have all the teachers that are volunteering to stay for an extra hour, and then we're hiring about 18 teacher assistants, so the school will have almost the same number of employees after school with about 150 kids. So we are certain that we can improve much better than our stated goal. During those days, Monday through Thursday, any after school activity will not be the priority. So kids that need the tutoring will go to tutoring, and if they want to do music or chess or art or dance, those classes will be after tutoring at 4:30 to 5:30. And so some of the teachers are actually staying later until 5:30 or 6. And so for 6 weeks, we're gonna be, Jesse, when he came, he mentioned that it feels like the whole school is focusing on academics for the next 6 weeks. And all the teachers are visiting the homes in the next week or 2 weeks. In fact, you mentioned that you finished almost.
Yeah, I have three more.
Three more parents that she will be visiting. So all the teachers are visiting homes for 2 weeks. And that is so that we can help the parents support their students. That's one reason. But the other one is we want to share with the parents where their kids are. We want to tell them what their score has been in the past and what our goals are for the next 6 weeks. We will also share with the parents the testing schedule so that parents know when the kids will be testing to hopefully support the kids and try to avoid the kids staying up too late or maybe kids getting in trouble. Maybe they can wait until
don't
the testing
stress
is done, not stress them out too much. How students need to prepare, what kinds of things they can do. And then we give them a handout with a list of test-taking tips that they can work with their students. And then maybe the teachers want to share some teacher-specific or classroom-specific expectations. And we had some training for the parent visits, the home visits. And tomorrow we're going to have the training for the tutoring that we're doing after school. So it's really exciting. We know that the end of the tunnel is coming. We see the light at the end of the tunnel, and we're excited. As you can see, those are the enrollment numbers that we have. We are right where we need to be. The maximum number of students we can have in the building is 525. And they do have a leeway of 1 to 2%, 3% I believe is the maximum. But we're a little bit low. Again, this is statewide. We were in a director's meeting and several directors mentioned that they were a bit low.
And if I can just we are still getting people on the waiting list.
Yeah, we just don't want to bring them.
Yeah, just because with testing right now and everything, it's really hard to just bring them in. But we do have kids. If I was to call them,
they'll be here. Yeah, but just for 2 months, 3 months, if we lose five kids, we probably will get a couple more because the funding situation. Mm-hmm. But I think we're okay where we are. That's the maximum number of kids we should have in the building anyway. This is next year's waiting list already. We have the kinder class full, and nice. We are today beginning to have the parents re-enroll. You want to tell us a little bit about how they're doing it this year? It's different.
So one of my goals when I started working here was to actually try to go electronic. Mm-hmm. And it's been really hard with some of our families because, you know, they don't necessarily understand and they're so used to the paper. So this year we decided we're doing it. So we did it. So they're doing the re-enrollment through Aspire now. Mm-hmm. Everything is through Aspire. There's no more paper. Yes, we have our, you know, some of our issues, but they've been calling us and we've been walking them over the phone and they haven't had any issues. We started yesterday. And as of today, we have 70 re-enrolled already. So they're coming through, and it's really nice because it's, you know, less paper.
Less data entry.
Less data entry, which is nice. So we're looking forward. As soon as we get this going, then the goal is for all of the new enrollments to do it through Aspire as well. So hopefully by August, we'll have that going.
I can tell you that it took them a few days to convince me to go electronic.
You wouldn't.
I'm old school. Yeah, I knew you were thinking that. That's why I said it for you. Yeah. I just like people coming in and all that commotion of people coming in and asking and getting their questions answered and so on and so forth. But a school nearby is doing it. And I was always concerned that some parents will get frustrated online, but the way they did it with sending emails and putting it on Facebook, putting it on our website, they convinced me. So we'll hopefully, and we will have the opportunity for those who want to come in. They still
Absolutely.
Printed over 100 applications instead of 600.
Yes.
And so we will still have the opportunity for those parents who wish to come in. They will be able to come in.
Well, so. And to be honest, that was a little trick because we want them to come in to get the paper application, but then we want to help them and guide them do it online.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you really want to, or I can help you? It'll be in 2 minutes, and they usually say, great, let's do it.
And our building would set up just a little Kiva and just set up some Chromebooks, and then
yeah.
we'd have somebody that would just rope and just help
yeah,
them.
Yeah, so we might just get a
And we have a parent room.
Yeah, I mean, we do so. That too. So and it's literally a 2 minute process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's been
That's
good.
That's great.
Yeah. But anyway, so the kinder class was full a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago. And so we do have some kids on the waiting list for next year, starting in August. So it's getting exciting. Mm-hmm. Last month, I reported that we were doing the parent-teacher conferences and that I projected about 90% of our parents came in. Well, it's actually 94%. And the teachers work really, really hard trying to get the parents to come in. And so we have a lot of connections with parents. So they had a home visit at the beginning of the school year, and then they had parent-teacher conferences in September. And then we had parent-teacher conferences in February. Now we're having home visits again. That's four. We also had our first parent-teacher training or parent training.
Cultivating.
I'm trying to figure out how to say it in English.
Cultivating
healthy minds. So we had 38 families that showed up.
Wow.
We
had a good turnaround this year.
Yeah, we had a really good number of people that came. And how many sessions did we have?
We had four sessions. That one right at 6, and then another session, again, four sessions. That way we could accommodate English and Spanish parents. So there was some in English and some in Spanish, so that then they could choose that way. So it went from 6 to 8 o'clock. And then afterwards, I think a lot of parents were excited for the prize drawings.
Yeah, we do. We bribe them a little
we
bit.
We do.
We give them pizza.
Tacos?
Yeah, there was pizza, water.
No tacos. Maybe tacos.
I know, but for the vaccine, we did the tacos.
I looked at the surveys that we had, and most of the parents were, they provided a lot of positive feedback for the night. So it was really cool to see how many parents showed up. And a lot of parents also connected through Zoom.
Through Zoom.
That was also an option for some parents. There was still several families who did.
Well, if I can just say, I think that was really good with all the pandemic stuff and what the kids are going through with the anxiety and the, you know, going back to normal and stuff. Just by being outside, I would hear parents on the phone when they grab that little paper, oh, they're going to have that thing tonight. Let's bring them. And so that was really good. I think it's more for the parents, you know, educational that they don't really know.
Yeah, I got to see some of my students too because during the school day, I told them, "Hey, tonight, if you want to come hear me talk," that helped too because there was about 6 or 7 students showed up with their friends too.
That's great. That's great. We do have another one that Juan likes. What are we calling it this year?
The college prep.
College prep. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so we teach parents about the scholarships and FAFSA and. College for DACA students, etc. So we're excited. It's going to be in April.
Yes.
Yeah.
So within a few weeks.
Yeah, just a few weeks from now. So. Okay, this is our calendar. As you can see, our next meeting is in April, and we do have our strategic planning on June 10th, 11th, and 12th, and we'll talk more about this. We don't need to make a decision now because I'm just going to give you some quick information in a minute about the options that we have. But just so you know, we will be adopting new English language curriculum for next year. And so this Saturday, teachers will be here examining the options. And there are many options. We are receiving some samples from different companies. We will bring you the curriculum. There will be a committee that is going to be looking at the curriculum, and we'll bring you most likely two options for the board to adopt the new curriculum, and we'll give you some information before we bring it to you. There is one that people are loving, and they're already getting passionate about, and that's iReady, but it is only in English. And so we're keeping an open mind. On Saturday, some teachers are gonna come in, especially the ones that teach English. They're gonna come in and they're gonna examine the curriculum. We're gonna put a committee together, and we'll bring you the options most likely in May or June, at the very latest, because we have to order the books, and so by May would probably be ideal. Just want to make sure that you know it's coming. A quick COVID 19 update: 5-day new cases remains low. We only have one. Still have some teachers worried, but you know, I get worried when I find out there's one, and I'm always thinking, did I interact with this child or whatever? So we still continue spraying the building daily. In fact, today, earlier, when we were talking with the finance committee, we noticed that our budget, it's a little bit overspent because we didn't plan for the whole year to have COVID. I thought we would be done by at least the middle of the year, but we are continuing to spray it daily. We're still disinfecting kids as they come in, and we're doing, those that want to wear masks, they still wear masks, and there are quite a few kids that are, in fact, we ran out of masks today.
We did.
But we did order a couple of thousand more, if I remember correctly, 2,000 more. Wow. So we'll have them, because kids still want to wear them. Yes. We still are insisting that the groups after school are small. Instead of having 40 kids playing the mariachi or singing in the choir, we still have smaller groups of 10 to 15, sometimes 17, 18 kids maximum. We're not canceling as many groups anymore after school. We're actually encouraging chess. Was not meeting for a long time because they have to share the pieces. But
we do electronic chess because there's good programs.
Yeah, we did. I set up some accounts through chess.com. Yeah. Made it free for students, pay for a subscription too for the year.
Because there's free Lead Chess.
Yeah, it is free, but it came with ads. So we had to pay for the free versions, so it came without ads.
Right.
At least keep it safe for some students.
Oh, I see.
We still use that because it also comes with a chess curriculum, some chess puzzles. So last year that was essentially all chess club was just online.
Yeah.
But this year we transitioned back to in-person.
And I haven't seen any more tournaments. They usually send me some tournament announcements.
Yeah,
and
I haven't looked at the tournaments this year because it's still COVID.
They usually send me information and I haven't received any.
Yeah, we've asked to check out it periodically, but there's tournaments pretty limited. But we have had internal tournaments and students have been recently asking, my eyes are, when are we going to have another tournament? When are we going to have another tournament?
Kids love chess. Yeah.
Are they doing the Spanish Spelling Bee up in, what is it that they do it?
In Ogden.
Yeah.
They are not doing it yet. No. I actually did ask Saturday.
That would be
Saturday.
Awesome. What? I remember I used to be in the Spelling Bee. That was fun.
I think next year they'll probably have it. It's during spring break.
Uh-huh.
But they canceled it last year and they canceled it again this year. So.
Are they inviting you to Españolandia?
They haven't invited us.
Never?
Yeah. No.
Okay, I'll talk to that lady.
That would be awesome, because I used to go when I was in, I know it's a long time.
I
know, you were thinking, long time ago, but.
So the state has like that big bee, like a spelling bee in the state. Is there like a geography bee?
There is, but I don't know, we'll check into it. Yeah, that would be good too.
You can make one.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Just so you know, the mariachi performance is still canceled, but we have been invited to participate in a couple of them in May. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking to the parents to see if they're okay with that. Mm-hmm. This is the information I mentioned that I was going to share with you. Those are the options. Right now, this is where we've done it before. We went to Park City. Once we went to Ogden. Once we've been exploring Eden, but there's not a place big enough, believe it or not. There are mostly bed and breakfast there, and there's one for 15 people, but half of them are taken already in June. Mm-hmm. And so, if I just want to give you the information. If you have other places that you want me to explore, let me know, and then I'll call them during the week.
I like the Park City one. I like that place.
Yeah.
Which one?
The one in Park City.
The Park City is cheaper, and I like it
too. Yeah. The Ogden is a little more expensive, but it includes a full breakfast both days. So.
We're exploring days, or are we doing
two?
Friday night and two all the way through Sunday morning at 11.
Okay.
Yeah. We haven't done 2 days, but you guys mentioned last time that there wasn't enough time. When we went to Midway,
mm-hmm.
we mentioned, remember that
yeah.
you didn't even
that's
cover
the last
your curriculum.
One we did. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
You didn't cover all your curriculum, so
yeah.
That's why I'm exploring 2 days rather than one. Mm-hmm.
I know that the 12th I won't be able to attend, but it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
you guys can
the Sunday?
Meet, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. Did you want to consider a different day? Go.
No, I mean, if you guys want to meet Sunday morning, it's fine. I mean, I just leave Saturday night.
Okay.
And you guys can continue.
Okay.
I think that's what it did, is it yeah. opened up Saturday afternoon for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What talked about was all.
What?
I think it just opened Saturday, because like we had to be out by
11
or yeah, it was
11
really
a.m.
early.
I guess.
So this opens up Saturday afternoon, and then
basically
go
that's
then go.
Yeah, that's what we want to meet through Saturday. And if you go only for one night, you have to leave early. So that would be the idea that we can work into
so
the
finish
afternoon.
Finish Saturday, and then Sunday is just to leave. If
so if we stay in the conference room, so all the way Saturday till late.
Yeah.
Do we have to pay Saturday night? Because we don't have to stay in the rooms. In the hotel rooms up there.
Mm-hmm. Let me explore that with them.
We would save money too.
Yeah, like
yeah.
But if we're not doing anything
room,
Sunday morning,
there.
Just picking up stuff, then we can still there till what Saturday 8-9 p.m. and then we go home.
Okay,
I
will
just
explore with them.
Exactly.
Yeah. I will call them and.
But if
and
you guys want to, or I mean, if
Park
you want
City?
Something different, I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
anything.
My only concern is a lot of times people bring their families.
Yeah.
So I think to pack up your family at 9 o'clock at night might
yeah.
not be. That
yeah.
much fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But you could. You don't
yeah,
have to
no,
save.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You've saved money for 2 years.
Right.
You haven't spent it, so you can have an extra day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so that information, all of the report is on our drive. I've already put it in there.
Nice.
That's the end.
Cooper,
El fin.
Any you. Questions?
I just had a question about
I had
the
to show you that one.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Wait, that does remind me about the goals we have outside.
Oh,
kind
we
of
need
dangerous.
Goals?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need
down,
new goals.
We need to, like, anchor them.
The kids,
they
will,
play on them.
They take them off still.
Dangerous. Oh, even if they're anchored? Really?
Because they're too short, and the kids climb on top of them.
Oh, yeah, no, you make them taller. I don't know.
Yeah.
I
but, yeah. Anyway, so... Let's see. Any questions? Where's the question?
No, I was just curious about the ELA review that they're going to do.
The books?
Yeah,
the
with the books.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind bringing in just the analysis that the teachers did? Just what they thought on ABC?
The committee?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll definitely
whatever summary they
I plan on giving you in advance even the copies of the books. That they are looking at. I can tell you right now, I have a couple of teachers very passionate about iReady.
But then it means buying two programs.
But that means buying two programs.
That's right.
That's absolutely correct. And they're very expensive, so that's why you will approve the purchase, because we will spend probably $30,000 to $40,000.
Do you mean to email this lady about Españolandia, or you guys are not that interested?
We are interested.
You are? Okay. Just,
what is
yeah.
it?
I don't want to impose like...
Language
you
competition.
Want
it's a language competition in Spanish.
Okay. I'm gonna send that.
Did they start including dual
language
schools?
Goal and
yeah,
all kinds of stuff.
That?
I have no idea. I mean, a different college.
Yeah, before it was junior high and high school, but we've had dual immersion in the Valley for a while.
Any other questions? And send me the other information too.
Oh, one. Yeah, yeah, about the TAs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If not, mm-hmm. that was it. And I put that on there because I am planning to go to Qatar. I just got the tickets to fly there, so.
I remember when we hired you, you said, okay, I can't take a job.
Oh, remember that?
But
I need to leave this week. I'm out of the country.
I will be
South Africa.
In Brazil.
Yeah.
And they said, as long as you have the students,
yeah,
you can leave.
Have fun.
I think we're still going to discuss the Esperanza expansion.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Who requested that it was put on the agenda?
Marty.
Okay. Well, the thing is, pre-COVID, we had submitted an application, right, to expand to another campus as far as just elementary school. But other ideas that have come up have been, I mean, we've always had in our plans to expand north, south, mm-hmm. and then vertically to have mm-hmm. at least a junior high, right? And as, I don't know, what's interesting is as I've watched, there's just another school in the valley that has expanded to the point where they have K-12. And they have a model that works. And I'm like, if they have a model that works, why couldn't we learn about it and offer a model for our students? So
if we had a K-12, and some parents have been requesting that, then we could make our own schedule that didn't have to go with Granite.
Right.
And that we can then have December off, because we do still lose a few kids, not as many as we used to, but we do have a lot of kids that go back to their parents' countries and those kinds of things, and they're gone for extended periods of time. So if we had a K-12, then we could have December off, start earlier in August.
Yeah, and respect the Reyes Magos.
That's
like,
right. Yeah.
I'm surprised. Like, why in the world do we have to start school before King's Day?
I know.
Like, it's important. Like, I'm gonna have my Rosca de Reyes
and have the presents, right?
And then mm-hmm. no.
Then you go to school after the Reyes Magos.
Exactly. King's Day. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, it's important stuff.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, yes, parents have been requesting, and lately, They've been asking, why don't we? Because the other schools that are opening up around us have the 7th and 8th grade, at least.
Well, the one that's closest to us that's become our competition in some sense is
it going
to
be
K-8?
K-8.
K-8. Mm-hmm. Well, is that the one that's gone up 50 by my house?
Yeah.
We're going to walk to.
Yeah, that one. And so the only thing is because they have a lot of the little kinder, and then they have the 6th grader. So then they take out the kinder because of the 6th grader.
Right.
Or, you know, or put the kinder over there versus over here.
Right.
So that's...
But we have full-time kindergarten, right?
We do.
They do too?
I believe so.
That's why?
Okay. So Marty, you had requested this to be on the agenda. Was there a specific thing you wanted to bring up and start a conversation with this? Or you just wanted to... you were curious where we were at?
Yeah, more just I kind of wanted to keep in the back of our minds... if and as circumstances might suggest it would be opportune to pursue it, I think it's just important that we keep the discussion alive, not that we so that as circumstances evolve, we don't miss out on an opportunity if ideal circumstances present themselves.
Yeah.
If you'd like, I can have a discussion with Red Apple to help us explore the possibility of developing an application.
I'm thinking less about the mechanics of preparing an application and more about the circumstance, the environment in which we operate to ascertain whether there would be a real screening need for it.
I assure you.
The need is there,
Marty.
The need is there.
Yeah, I've been hearing that.
You're like, one more year.
before we open.
Aren't we open?
Are you guys going to?
Yeah.
Well, okay. With my girls, they're going to 6th already. You guys have one more year.
The thing is, where things didn't exist 10 years ago that they do now, and universities extend, like they extend this helping out, and they actually have a great way that they help kids that have gone through dual immersion up through 8th grade to be getting some college credit while they're still, and it's this wonderful program. I can't remember the name of it currently. But.
Well, if the circumstances are such that it's just a no-brainer and there's no real counter-argument that the time that the circumstances are right, maybe that would be a prudent next step to discuss potential application with Red Apple.
Okay. I definitely can have a discussion.
I was just thinking that in light of that new school moving in next to us, maybe that spooked me a little more than it should have. But if that apparently continues to be an odd factor in our enrollment, and given that, you know, one of the options might be an expansion of grades rather than an expansion of geographic footprint, yeah, maybe I should not be so concerned.
Most of the schools that are opening up, Marty, are K-8, all the way around us.
And I think, I don't know if I'm right on this, but one of our employees here has her seventh grader there.
I think Ethan
does. Sharon does too. Right. And I think they only have one seventh grade class and one eighth grade class. So their waiting list is, you know, long. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been told, right? That there's one seventh and one eighth and that's it.
Yeah. I live in the townhomes right by the school. I mean, that's why like Cooper could walk there, especially mm-hmm. with the Mountain View corridor. And in my neighborhood alone, there's two buses that pick up junior high kids. Mm. There's two buses that pick up elementary. They go to West Valley and Neil Armstrong. They've divided it. I mean, it's there's mm-hmm. a ton of kids in that area.
Yeah.
And so they all were just chomping at the bit to get at that school.
Yeah.
Plus the whole high area.
I think that we would fill up that seventh grade if we went seventh and then the following year eighth, we would fill it up with our own kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have 60 kids, and I know that 30 would definitely, I think more would want to stay.
I would have.
Now, they sold this lot right yeah. there.
But we do have property across the street.
Oh, okay.
Where the grassy area ends, mm-hmm. we definitely have enough space for two classrooms.
And we still have that little alley in case for storage or in case we need, right?
Yep. We have enough property to have two classrooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, to turn discussion into something that's a little more of a directional reality, what are there some action steps we could assign now that would kind of point us down that line, mm-hmm. and it would. I mean, we could really further discussion have this discussion in June. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But is there something next month that we could bring back and talk about? What?
Well, I mean, you said that you can start the application process, and that will bring the information that we need.
I can bring back on next month. I can bring you back some information from Red Apple, and I can bring you the deadlines too. I don't remember them right now because we haven't looked at them. But there's deadlines when the applications are due and when they're going to make a decision, and those kinds of things. So.
Well, and then let me just tell you, like, one of the motivations to move to the electronic applications was specifically that school, because we have the same community, and they do everything online. And
they use that school to convince me.
Yeah, and they have all this information for the same community that we serve, and they're able to do it, so I said, it's time.
Why not? Yeah, why?
You know, so then I was like, let's do this. So I just switched over, and it's been working, you know, so... They motivated me for that, so let's motivate for a junior.
So you're seeing two, like 1/7 and 1/8, or 2/7 and 2/8?
No, just 1 and 1 to begin with. Mm-hmm. So the first year we would have a 7th grade only.
Mm.
And then the second year we would have a 7th and 8th. And if we see the need is there, then we could expand to 2/7 and 2/8.
Okay.
Just got a natural flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, our own kids.
Similar to what you've done here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a guarantee. I can guarantee we'll...
Oh, no, it's going to happen.
That's going to happen.
And that's an easier thing than...
On the west side, I think the only school that does it right now for Spanish junior high is Eisenhower, that has the extended the program, because that's where Shalene's kids all go. Yeah, it was the only place where they could get the...
Dual Immersion Academy also has K.
Yeah,
yep, that's right.
But I mean, on this side of town.
On this side of town,
And even... Eisenhower's not that close.
There's a couple that have opened up, but one of the struggles that you'll find, and I mean, you find the right people to talk to, but as different districts have tried it, they try secondary, and then they say let's jump in and let's do half of the kids' periods, and in the end they end up shrinking back and only offering two language periods, and then they can't offer the other things because they have a hard time hiring those folks. So just things that we might want to think about,
where we
can keep a full 50-50 dual immersion at that point. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't want to lose that and swing back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was because Cooper goes in the Salt Lake School District, and I know there's it was open enrollment, so we picked schools that had Spanish immersion, And he ended up not, he ended up going to the Arts Academy, but which doesn't have any at all.
Mm-hmm.
But what is one of his friends, Sebastian, goes to SLCSE in Salt Lake with the Spanish immersion, and it's nothing.
Well, also our students struggle to kind of get in that flow, because we have a sixth grader that mom moved to South Jordan, and she couldn't drive all the way over here every morning. And she just called me 2 days ago saying, my daughter's the best student, but she does not feel like she belongs in this school. Mm-hmm. And she's having a hard time. She wants to go back to Esperanza. And I want, you know, is that a possibility? Mm-hmm. She misses the way the teachers teach, how they focus on them versus over here. They're just, she feels like one of the bunch. And so that,
and that happens often.
Yeah, so she was like, can I bring her back? And she's like, she was here since kinder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's got literally 2 more months. She's like, can I have her graduate there? Mm-hmm. You know, because she misses her teacher and she misses her friends.
It's sad. It goes from being a culture to just a class.
That's exactly what it is. That's
and
what
we offer both.
The most.
Yes. You
know? That's what we miss the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
so,
the community.
So, and I get a lot of that.
Same.
That's why I'm
two
still
periods.
On board.
You go every day, but... And they have a wonderful teacher where my kids went, but that's all they have.
Yeah, she's like, she feels like she's just another one of the bunch, and she wants to be home like she feels. Yeah,
but they live way far away.
Yeah, they live more like, well, more Draper.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Yeah. It would be
so she said
same as your drive every morning, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It would be great to have classes that are more advanced, not like the one that you already mentioned, because it's true, like the DLI... classes in secondary, they are designed for kids who have lower Spanish skills than our kids who come from a 90-10 model and have a better proficiency.
Yeah.
I will definitely have a discussion with Red Apple and bring you some information next
time. Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Adi, if you'll listen to what's on the agenda.
Absolutely.
Oh, she will make sure. She's religious.
As long as you have 7th by next year.
Yeah. Would you
we're
be
good.
Able to do one thing, too, just because you have a university connection?
Okay.
Would you, I know it's like clear beyond, but just to have information, I want to know about facts about how the university connects with that high school piece. I mean, that's years away, but because they like supposedly it's like even the professor comes on periodically and teaches with the high school teacher jointly, and they do some interesting things and how the credit works.
It's basically an AP class. It comes for college. We would need to do all the paperwork. But that's for high school, really.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So,
but it's
not for junior high.
I don't know. For me, it's nice to know where you're headed in the
if
end.
If you want to go all the way to 12th in the future, I can. Yeah.
I'd be here.
That'd be cool.
Awesome. Yeah, for a teacher perspective.
Thanks for staying the whole time. That's nice.
Yeah,
thank you. Oh, I thought
you
were still going.
Oh.
No,
yeah, I was just going to say, as a teacher perspective, I think that would be something I would take a part in, too. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to be able to see that, because these students start to become more of a... Sorry. my own family, too.
Yeah.
To see them grow up and then knowing that once they leave sixth grade, it's just kind of heartbreaking to see like what we've been able to create here in the school and then have them lose just who they are, where they belong.
I never thought it would be possible to expand more than just a couple of campuses until I saw Providence High School. And Providence High School has 3 campuses right on the same street, and they are able, and if they're able to do it and they had a model that works, I'd like to eventually investigate what did they do that was so successful.
Let me just tell you, that's why Alan is here at this time right now, because these are all of his students that graduated.
Yeah, they want to come back.
Want to come back,
exactly.
And he wants to give them that space. And he looks for them. He's like, come see me. This is your home. This is your place. And so that's
we encourage kids to get involved in the music programs at their school.
Yeah.
We encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
Go over there, do this, and they still want to come back and play their music.
Yeah.
And I think it's also because they're in this building.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you walk in this building, and they've been here for all of these years. This is their home. This is...
If you loved it,
they walk in, and hi, and everybody knows them, and it's just,
and
I don't know. It gives me a sense of security coming. I'm like... Here we go. I'm home.
I don't think we'd have a hard time filling it
no.
because we have all of these other schools that that they end and they don't, and they have a different model that I think other dual immersion parents at other districts would.
Yeah. Do you know, do you, Greg, do you know what they would be looking for? Like, I know that when we wanted to have a satellite, we learned the criteria. Do you, are you familiar with what they would be looking for?
Marie Stephenson is the person you'll want to work with. She's over all expansion satellites.
Okay.
I think the most important part would be make sure that you guys are in line with your charter agreement.
Okay.
No outstanding issues. Finances are good, and then provide, you know, good plans and show the need and want.
Mm-hmm.
But really, Marie will be your best help in that. So I just, that's the big picture stuff, right? If all those things are kind of checked, I mean, then you have a pretty dang good case to bring to the board of, you know, especially if you can show community and everything's in line, then it's hard to say no when everything looks good, so.
Marie said that you can take both.
Marie Stephenson.
Yeah, Marie Stephenson. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have
I know who she is, yeah.
Good.
I'll reach out to.
Perfect.
Okay, we appreciate you all. Thank you. You guys that came online, those that came here. Sorry you guys missed out on the yummy soup. Next time.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.